George Orwell here. In fact, that's a lie. I am not George Orwell at all. My real name's Eric Blair. But I never liked the name. Eric. It's the name of a prig in a Victorian boys' story. So I became George Orwell when I began my life as a writer. It gave me the chance to be somebody different. I was always trying to be somebody different. The Etonian who went on the road to Wigan Pier, the pacifist who fought fascism in Spain, the patriot who said Churchill ought to be shot. And why am I here, larger than life on a stone plinth outside the BBC, jabbing at you with a fag in my fingers? Well, I worked here from 1941 to 1943. Eric Blair, talks producer with the Far Eastern section of the Empire Service. They call it the World Service now, during the worst years of World War II. And yes, I loved what the BBC stood for, but oh, the bureaucracy, the tedium, a cross between a girls' public school and a lunatic asylum. And I didn't even get to broadcast for myself. They told me my voice wasn't up to it. The bullet in my throat in the Spanish Civil War, that did for my radio career. Still, it gave me time to think, to hone my words. No surprise that my two best novels, Animal Farm and 1984, came afterwards. Yes, Big Brother, Newspeak, Doublethink, they are all my creations. All that sophisticated mess of lies and clichés that people use to obscure the truth. At the end, it's the truth that matters, isn't it? We all deserve that. I don't mean to set myself up as a seer or a prophet. The daily job of any journalist is to speak the truth simply and directly. Good prose should be just like a window pane, and the world becomes clearer by looking through it. There is just too much humbug in the world. And as for a definition of liberty, well, it's up there on the wall next to me. It's being able to tell people what they do not want to hear. Even that.